Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 11 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo, what's going down?
You having a good week or what?
It's pretty hectic, but that's the way I like it.
That's the way you like it. We also got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting through this week.
Nice. And we're missing Alex right now. Usually Alex is here with us at Suji Cypherson's on Instagram, by the way. Go check him out. But he is on vacation, I want to say, and he's in Greece.
He's taking over Europe, basically. Ugh. It's an invasion.
He's killing it.
He is killing it. I want to say, Alex, we really, really miss you. We wish you were here. And we hope you're having a good time and taking some sick shots. I want to see what's going down in Greece.
Yeah, he's on a cruise doing that love boat stuff, right?
Is that what you do on a cruise?
Well, he's with his lady and they're having a great time. So, yeah, he's all eating about the love.
He's eating for sure.
Nice. I hope he's getting into some of that Greek food because I love Greek food so much.
Oh, he's on the cruise, man. All it is food, food,
all
food.
All it is food and booze.
I hope he has some sneaker hunting stories for us once he gets back.
I'm sure he'll have a story or two when he gets back. I think so. He gets back before you hear this, actually, which is really cool. So make sure you go say what up to Alex on Instagram or Twitter or something like that. But as we do, as always, what did we wear today? I'm going to go to Chlo. Chlo, what did you have on feet today?
I started today off with a pair of white Ultra Boosts. And I switched it up and I slammed on a pair of Equipment Supports Boost 93/16.
Nice.
And today was an Adidas day.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice. For myself, I was rocking the Air Jordan AJKOs in Sport Blue. I love that shoe. I like the canvas. Have you ever been a fan of the canvas?
Yeah.
Love it.
On the AJKO?
It's special. Like, it's not for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I like it. But that shoe is, oh my god, damn narrow, my friends.
Is it?
It hurts my feet, but whatever. It's a beautiful shoe to look at.
Yeah, it is nice. I think I went size up on that, or half size up, so maybe that's why I haven't noticed it's narrow. Other than that, Chris, what were you rocking on feet today?
Yeah, so I was, this morning at 5 a.m., I got woken up by the heavy rain in our town.
Oh, yeah?
It rained.
Yeah. It rained. It was like really bad. So I was like, oh my God. I'm going to wear my Converse Shield.
Nice.
Yeah, Shield Canvas. So I was like, okay, let's just take the opportunity to wear these and I don't care if it rains or not. So I wore those throughout the day. And eventually tonight I threw on my Bred Ones.
Nice.
Yeah, just for the pod. Just for the pod.
What year? 2013?
Yeah, the latest one.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. Now, with I want to talk about Converse for a second. We're doing something really cool with Converse right now. We're doing a giveaway. You can check out all the details at our Instagram page, at the Sneaker Pod. One lucky person is going to win a pair of All-Star Chuck 2s from Converse. Head on over to our Instagram, get all the details there, and make sure you like us, and make sure you like Converse Canada. Thank you so much to everyone who's entered. All the entries so far are really cool.
And
it's really cool to see everyone's comments, too. I want to thank everyone who's been texting us on Instagram, who's been contacting us on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening, because you're the reason that we do this, which is really cool. But I want to go back to Breds for a second. Big release today. Big release. The Bred Ones are coming out. The Band Ones. You could call it the Band Weekend. What do you think, Chris?
To be honest, I didn't look at the beauty shots or the detailed shots until a couple of days ago. And I was like, hey, where's the big X?
Yeah, I noticed the same thing.
Like, for some reason, I didn't look at the beauty shots until then. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are they calling it the Band One?
They're just Breds.
Yeah, they're Breds.
It's probably this has probably been talked about already, and we're probably not the first ones to talk about it, but like, I guess they're calling it a Band Ones because of the quality. Like it's like a higher grade quality.
But it's not as good as the shattered backboards, I hear.
Not as good as the shattered backboards. Not as good as the band ones like that came out in the outlets.
Yeah.
So, but still higher than the bread ones that released on in 2013. Yeah.
Very cool.
I'll take it. Whatever. Let's call it bread band, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just stick to whatever name they're calling it.
It's a heavy release, guys.
Do you think will it say band on the box? Do you think?
I didn't pay attention.
I didn't check it.
It's a good question.
Man, we're not doing our work, eh?
Yeah, if anyone knows the answer to that, make sure you send us a tweet at the Sneaker Pod on Twitter, or you can get us all on Instagram. But speaking of breads in this week, what did you pick up this week? Anyone pick up anything? I picked up Jack. Absolutely nothing. I know I'm super boring, but whatever. I gotta
save for them breads, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you entered like raffles and stuff like that?
I entered a raffle.
Good luck, man.
We'll see what happens, you know?
Which raffle did you enter?
I entered one with...
Courtside? Nathan, our good buddy Nathan's store, Courtside?
Yeah, Courtside Sneakers.
Courtside and Kicks Deals Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one too.
Did you?
Shout out to Nathan.
Shout out to them. Yeah, shout out to Nathan. He was on the podcast a few episodes ago. Go listen to that. But Nathan from Courtside Sneakers had a giveaway. Is it more of a raffle than a giveaway?
It's a giveaway. They're giving away two pairs, I think. And do you have information about how they're running their release?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go check out all their stuff at Courtside Sneakers.
The setup was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the way how they run their deal. It's good stuff.
It is really cool. A lot of people doing this for the band ones I see on the internet. You know, I'm looking on Instagram. A lot of people are doing giveaways of the bread ones, or band ones, sorry. A lot of people are doing raffles. But I hear this shoe is going to be a lot more available. Am I crazy? I've just heard it's going to be more available than, say, the Chicago ones.
Yeah, so the numbers are higher, but in terms of this type of shoe,
the demand is higher.
Yeah,
the
demand more people is in play.
Yeah, the demand is sky high. It doesn't matter if there's like 10 times more, you're still gonna have to deal with the camping and so forth, right?
Yeah.
So you need you need to plan for this or be super freaking lucky.
Claude, did you pick up anything this week?
Yeah, my wife got me a pair of shoes, a pair of soccer shoes. She got me a pair of Nike Hyper Venom X Proximo. Those are the ones, they're Jordan and Neymar. I got them for Turf. Look, these.
Yo.
They're dope.
Oh, they're dope.
Yeah.
They are dope.
Yeah.
Do you plan on playing in those?
Oh, definitely. My wife asked me, how come you didn't break them out? And I'm like, I think I'm going to keep them for indoor.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
They're super dope. I saw once on, I think, Nike.com, a pair of Jordan 6 football cleats.
Yeah.
And I don't play football, but I kind of want to buy them just to have them. And they were cheap too.
I always miss out on the golf ones.
Yeah.
Always.
Those actually sell out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like two colorways last time.
Yeah.
For the golf shoes.
Yeah.
Well, these were released earlier on .com and my wife struck out and then they popped up on Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And she scored them.
Oh, she was flexing the online pickup?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah, she did. She
the
did
tables
really well.
Have turned.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She was on point.
Did you pick up anything else? Was that it?
No, I'm trying to be good right now.
You're being a good boy. See, maybe because you're being a good boy, your wife's starting to buy you the sneakers now. The tables have turned.
Don't try it. It just comes. Shoes just come my way. It's crazy.
Did you sell anything? Because I think our rule now is if one comes in, one must go out.
Well, I'm trying to work on a trade.
You're working a deal right now?
The trade right now is on hold because it depends on if the other person is going to be able to score a pair of bread bands or band breads, whatever you want to call
them.
So
pretty much the bread.
I'm trying to get the older ones. I just want to double up on a pair of breads. Okay. I have a pair of breads that are dead stock and I have a hard time DSing them.
You have a hard time opening the box.
I've opened a box. I have a problem putting them on and destroying them.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to work this deal for a while now. And if he scores, he'll be open to selling me his trading up his breads. And what's on the table is a pair of...
Wait, hold up. Are you sure you want to reveal your strategy? Would it affect your deal?
Yeah, will it affect the deal?
Maybe we'll talk about it on the next
one. I think you should do it after the fact.
Yeah.
Because he might be listening.
I love this.
Like these trade talks need to stay behind closed doors until everything's
completed.
Until
it's done. Yeah, until you have that pair of bands.
I've been trying to work on this for a while.
Nice. I think a lot of people are working on something like this, especially for this weekend. Chris, did you pick up anything?
Yeah, actually, I got... I've been hunting for deals because basketball season, like the gym that we rent, it follows like the school year because it's in a school.
Okay.
And they close during the summer.
Yeah.
So school year started up again. So basketball's around the corner, and I just wanted a new pair of sneakers to destroy.
Yeah.
And I found a super deal with the help of our good buddy Alex, because I like to wear my Adidas for on court use.
Shout out to Alex.
And I found myself a nice pair of D Rose 6.
Nice.
With a little bit of prime knit, with a little bit of boost.
Oh, just a little bit?
Yeah. That's all you need. Cool. And because I'm going to play in them, it didn't really matter what colorway I grabbed. I just wanted something comfy.
Yeah.
They look solid, really solid.
So what color?
I think it was the All-Star colorway. It's like purple with some turquoise in it.
Okay.
And it had some glow in the dark in it. And basically, I'm just going to wear it with whatever. Like whatever color shorts, it's going to be not. It's going to clash. And so you can see me properly in the court. So you could just give me the ball, guys. Just pass me the rock.
So these are going to be your designated ball shoes.
Until I run them down and I need another pair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you're a big D-Rose fan, right?
Yeah. Can't wait to. And let's see. I had something else that popped up.
Something else popped
up? Yeah. It's prime for a little segment that we like to call What Are Those?
Okay.
Do you want to talk about something that you added to your collection?
I did not add anything to my collection. I think I actually...
You were a good boy?
Yeah, I was a good boy, and I took an L. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so let's jump to a little What Are Those, okay?
Yeah, let's get to a little bit of...
What are those?
Officer, I got one question for you.
What are those?
So you guys, I got this pair of shoes. I didn't tell anyone that I got them. I tried to keep it a secret as long as I could.
When'd you get them?
I got them 2 days ago. And I'm like,
okay, wait, I'm trying to think what day.
2 days ago. Okay. And for a sneakerhead, it's like an eternity to like keep your mouth shut about like a new pickup because you kind of want to share with your friends and whatnot. Anyways, I received this package. It was unexpected. It showed up at my front door. I thought it was the Adidas package, but it wasn't. It was actually another brand. And 1, 2, 3.
Boom.
What?
Check this shit
what
out.
What is that?
Yeah. So, guys.
Do you have another pair of those?
I have two shoes.
Oh, my God.
Usually, they send two shoes, right? So, it makes a nice pair. Guys.
What is this?
This is the brand new Puma Evoknit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, damn, Puma.
It looks performant. Yo,
it's like
this
incredible.
This looks like a ball and basketball
shoe. We will
shoot.
Have some shots up on the Instagram, which is at the Sneaker Podcast.
Go check that out. These are gorgeous, and they're all red.
Like, did it take you by surprise?
I had
that it's a Puma shoe, and you know? I need first impressions right now.
I see a bit of Nike and Adidas in this.
So do I.
Like, okay. What
it's
do you
hard to
did you expect
right
this from Puma? Have you ever seen anything Puma?
No, I have never seen
like
anything
this, before?
This cool looking from Puma.
Like, guys, it took me aback. Like, I was like, whoa. And like, I showed them to the wife, and she was like, whoa, I've never seen something like this before. Like, and it's super light. It has a knit upper. The sole,
like
the sole piece, the outsole is super soft and flexible, but very solid. And it's got some straps to keep it supportive. It's got a high knit sock. And this colorway is basically all red.
like a little bit of black,
yeah,
black and a little bit of multicolor almost.
Yeah, kinda so like our compadre Jonathan Kim that works with us on thebragaffair.com, he got a pair too. Because during the last Puma event in Toronto,
the Puma Lab event,
exactly, he covered it, Puma Lab event, he covered the release, and he's kind of our Ontario representative. He went to the lab, the Puma Lab, and he received a pair of these as well
in the same colorway.
Same colorway, and like
when you got them, did you text him like, dude?
I go, don't post them on the bag. But, like, he had already done it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, forget about it. I'll just tell the podcast boys not to disclose
your eyes.
I had
no idea what this was.
Yeah.
What size are these?
Not your size, basically.
You're definitely fitting into these.
I'm going to rock these. These are sick.
These are pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, what size are these?
These are size 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say 10, 10 and a half.
Yeah. These are...
They
these
look
are,
long.
They look super comfy.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Did you try these on yet?
Yeah.
You know he did.
It's like Bravo Puma.
Yeah?
Good stuff. Yeah.
Very comfortable?
Very comfortable. Yeah. So this is, again, this is the Puma Evo Knit.
Man, Evo, knit is E-V-O, taking over.
And then knit,
isn't it?
K-N-I-T.
It's really like crazy.
You're upping your game, brothers.
Yeah, this brothers is next sisters. Level. Yeah. Compete with a Ultra Boost.
I'm surprised how light it is.
So I think this is a true one of those. Like,
yeah,
you guys didn't expect
like
this
wow.
one, right?
I could bend this thing in half.
Are these out yet?
Yeah, they're out. But they were released at the Puma Lab only.
Okay.
So yeah. What do these go for? Do we have an idea?
Do we have a retail price?
I actually did not, because I didn't look them up. I was just so happy to get this pair. Like, shout out to Puma for hooking me up.
Wow. Puma, you could send me a pair of those anytime.
Yeah.
The toolbox looks like an Air Max 1.
The cage on it almost looks like the cage that came on the Tubular Prime Knit. You know the one I'm talking about that I took off of mine?
Get
that little strap?
Yeah.
Yes. This trim.
It's very
right here,
Ultra Boost.
Very
like the
Air Max cage.
You call it the mud guard part?
Like on an Ultra.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yo, those are super, super cool. I really want to find out what the retail is on those, so I'm going to look it up right now.
Ignite.
Yeah.
Again, remind the people what kind of shoe that is.
It's a Puma Evo Knit, E-V-O-K-N-I-T. And I think they're going to produce a lot more sneakers with this type of upper, and it's going to be a hit. Like, with
yeah.
Rihanna's backing, Puma is making noise, too.
Very, very true. All good they stuff. Need is like a really, really, really big hip-hop artist.
Well, she's
well,
extremely
other than,
influential.
Other than her.
Yeah.
You
no, I think
mean?
She's fine.
Oh, they're making it black and white.
Did you see her performances during the VMAs?
Did I? Yes, I did. I watched
Killed
two
it.
Of her performances, but the first one was amazing.
Yeah.
The first one? I liked the,
when
the dance hall segment.
Open? No?
Yeah, dance hall.
That
was
my
great.
Favorite.
Now, what did you think about Kanye? In his little speech.
Like,
did you guys watch?
Let me just say, goddamn Teyana Taylor. What the heck? And big ups to Iman Shumpert. We were talking about it in the car.
Yeah.
Iman Shumpert. Yeah. Good
okay.
stuff, my man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the man.
Is there anything... Did you want to talk about the VMAs at all? Anything that you were impressed by? Drake being late to the party?
Not about Drake, but Britney. I was not impressed with
Yo,
Britney.
Okay, now Britney has gotten to a point in her career where she just gives zero you-know-whats. She doesn't care. She doesn't even put any effort into trying to make it look like I'm actually singing. You know
oh, no,
what I mean?
No. It's a given that she won't sing.
I know, but it's like people still pay to see this girl. Did you see the little video of her carpool karaoke with James Corden?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
I
Was
didn't
she,
see
yeah.
that. Was She's she bad like, in that?
Oh, listen to this clip.
You know your song, Oops, I Did It Again?
Yes.
What's that about? What's it really about?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You don't know what it's about?
I think it's just a song.
She doesn't know what the song means. James Corden asks her, what does Oops, I Did It Again mean? She goes, I don't know.
She must be on something.
And that's why, like, Rihanna is so impressive that she sang all her songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be a part where you'll hear backing stuff in the background, but it's all part of the show.
But when she sings her parts,
it's great.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
And she's still moving. Like, she's still dancing. So she has...
I saw Rihanna when she came to the Bell Center last, and she put on a phenomenal show. Amazing.
You know who was hilarious?
Who?
Future. Did you guys understand anything?
Like, if you're retro, don't trust you.
I didn't understand anything. The only thing I understood was thank you, VMAs, at the end.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's hard to... I saw him at Oceaga, and it was the same thing.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
Apparently he mailed that one in, right?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But he'll be back, I think, for the Summer 16 tour. Drake, Bell Center, October 9th, I believe. You can get tickets right now at evenko.ca. Go check it out.
Yeah, I didn't score any tickets on that.
No, I didn't either.
And like, I think you guys are hitting up the Kanye concert, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, I can't wait to see all that merch.
Yeah. Do you think he'll have a lot of merch?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's like, I'm tempted to just line up for that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Do you want to go?
Just to buy merch?
Do you want to go?
To the concert itself?
Yeah.
What, you offering me tickets?
Well, if I have an extra ticket, Leah, I don't think, is going to want to go. So, will you be my date?
Yeah.
And then we'll Snapchat Alex. Sorry, Alex.
Or should I tell my wife, hey.
Ooh. she's buying you sneakers right now? Probably not.
My wife offered to let someone else go. She's got her sister coming in.
Really? The tables have turned again, my friend.
Oh, man. It could be a squad event.
Oh, that could be fun. I'm just waiting for my boy Phil to get back to me.
Back to these Puma things. Sorry.
Yeah, we got distracted.
But would you say these are running shoes?
Because
of the shape?
I think they want to go running shoe, but I think it looks very lifestyle.
Yeah, I think it's performance.
It's performance.
Yeah, it's a performance sneaker, but... they're finally fusing the performance and lifestyle sectors of their brand, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Like, whatever Adidas and Nike have already completed, Puma's has done it as well. And now they're like a player, right? You gotta consider them with this type of knit upper and this type of outsole.
It's bringing Puma to the next level.
Oh yeah, it's
100%.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see this in all white.
Yeah, so if you want to check out a picture of these Pumas, go check them out at our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. You can check them out there. They look amazing. But you think we should move on a little bit?
Yep. Let's talk about like what's on everyone's minds. It's the bread one.
Bread one?
Man one, yeah.
But you know what? I think we'll take a break and talk about it later.
Good stuff.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 11 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside Christopher Chu. We got Chloe. Alex isn't here. We still miss him. Don't we miss him, guys?
He's here in spirit.
He really is. So, all this talk this week has been about one shoe and one shoe only, the Air Jordan 1 Band.
Bread.
You're going to go with bread?
I'm going to go with bread. There's no X.
Yeah, there is no X.
I'll call it band. The quality's there.
Now, would you still have thought of buying this shoe if on the bottom of the bread it said band, like the 31?
Oh, yeah, even more so.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like on the outsole? See, that would
have been on the outsole. That would have been more of a staple. Instead of the X, have the band on the bottom in black.
Like, you know what? Prints on the outsole, although very nice, like on any shoe,
yeah.
I feel like they kind of get wasted because no one really sees it unless you like kick them in the face.
But it would have been a really cool first impression, I think.
It depends. In my like, humble opinion. Would they do a red translucent? Is that how you see it?
No, I see it still as the red that it is, but with black band, like a solid black.
I would do it.
But then the black would like the upper get, stays the same. It would disappear exactly. as you walk.
It would disappear as you walk, but you would still kind of be able to see it.
I think red translucent, but then translucent on the bottom of this
of a Jordan
red one band one doesn't look right.
No, it wouldn't. It would
I'll,
not.
Look. But it would X. protect the word brand. Yeah. I'll take the X.
I'll take the X, yeah. definitely.
Yeah, good call, I guess. But I would like to see that. It would have been cool. There's something else I noticed about the band one releasing is the tongue. Is the tongue on yours white at the back?
You mean the inner lining?
The inner lining of the tongue.
All black.
On the new one, it's white. Is it? I'm pretty sure it is.
To be honest, all I've been paying attention to is the heel, the back heel. I'm like wondering where that X is. I know that's all we're talking
about.
Maybe
it'll be like the, what do you call them? The Lance Mountain? What's a Lance Mountain?
where the color flakes off?
Yeah. You just rub the back and then an X will appear.
That's not right.
It's like a scratch ticket.
Yeah. So, hey, this is like, I have to agree. Everyone's just talking about this shoe, right? Like there's no other shoe on anyone else's mind right now.
No. So everyone is going for this shoe.
Everyone's trying to score this.
Like Jordan just dominated this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing really Adidas, I don't think.
What strategy did you guys use? Like, what have you done? Like, tell me, like, step by step, all the things that you've, all the effort you've guys put
so
in.
Okay, so. Chloe, from the first time you saw this picture, the picture of the band ones releasing, first impression, and did it start from there?
Well, the quality is there. I definitely wanted another pair. Given the situation with the kids and everything, I had to eliminate the camping. So for me, it's going on pure luck. So luck for me will be trying to enter all the raffles and opening my laptop, opening my phone Saturday morning and trying to score a pair online.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you think there'll be a lot of pairs on Nike.com or Nike.ca? Sorry.
Actually, it's Nike.com Canada.
Yeah. That's what
I meant. It's like weird.
Nike.com.
Hopefully. I think so. I think there'll be a good amount. I mean, I'm kind of hoping that it'll be the same as when I scored my Maltese, where I just woke up and no, it's not gonna happen. People are
now. This one's dream, this right? one's heavier. Like, yeah, definitely. So your strategy is raffles
and online
giveaways.
Yeah,
and online that morning.
Yep.
So to
I'm gonna put an alarm.
Yeah. So like. The first come first serve lineups, they're actually here in Montreal. They're available for first come first serve.
Okay, do you know where?
Yeah, House of Hoops.
Okay, right. Foot Locker House of Hoops on St. Catherine.
Yeah, but like as opposed to Ontario, that all the House of Hoops are doing raffle.
Really?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Why do they have to be different?
Oh,
why, Chris?
Most likely for numbers. Like, I don't have any details on, like, exact numbers per store. But I think they're running first come, first serve over here in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mike, yeah. Did you prepare any, like, strategy on your side?
Now, ever since these were released that they were coming out, I got really excited. I've always been a fan of the Bread 1. Sorry, Band 1. I'm going to say Bread 2. There's no X. So, yeah, I've always been a fan of the Bread 1, but I knew that they're going to be super hard to get. I entered one raffle online, Courtside Sneakers, shout out to Nathan, and we'll just see what happens. I'm not going to be super salty about not getting a pair.
You're going to try online on Saturday
morning? I will try online on Saturday morning, and if I have to, maybe I'll go check out the line.
You're going to step out?
I might.
Camp out? Damn.
No, I wouldn't say... See, camp? I don't know about camp, but...
Like, head there at, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah, something like that.
I believe it's at least a two-day camp. And shout out to all you people that camped out, yeah, and like were able to grab your pair. Mad props.
Yeah.
You really if you did send us a tweet.
People are going to do it 2 days?
Yeah.
School started, man.
School started, but it's perfect time. Like, it's not cold outside.
Yeah.
And this is probably like the last camp that's going to be super worth it.
It's the beginning of school. You don't really, you have to be at school.
If you miss class.
If you miss class, it's not a huge deal.
Guys, stay in school. But, please. You know.
Or you'll end up like us.
Owning your own podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're super cool.
Super cool dudes.
I'm surprised you're not camping, Mike.
You think I would camp? Yeah. I've never camped before.
Yeah, but
remember?
This dude has to go to work, dude. Like, he can't just camp like 48
hours.
But
Saturday morning.
But maybe like after work on Friday.
On Friday.
Get your backpack and get your chair. And
yeah.
If you started camping after work on Friday, it's too late for you.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you camp, I'll bring you food. I'll bring you coffee.
There's some hardcore campers.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
I think the strategy for me in terms of band ones is it's a bit weird. I've become a bit lazy in terms of prep time. And so I used to do like think about it 2 weeks in ahead of time and all that stuff. But it's come to the point where I don't even look at pictures properly. And I'm not quite sure of release date until, let's say, 1 week before the actual release happens. And then Instagram gets flooded with those pictures.
Yeah.
And that's when I start paying attention. And that's when I start planning it out. And I think we've spoken about this at previous pods about, like, the, yo, how you been, fam, type of communications
going
on.
I'm sure there's a lot of that going on.
I do not do that, right? Like, I'll sometimes get hit up with text messages, but I have to say the people that hit me up, the way they phrase it, it's not as insulting or like they'll actually just say, yo, I know this is
it's gonna be a tough one. Yeah.
And I don't expect much, but if you ever happen to run across a pair in this size, and to be honest, it's not my size that they're talking about. They're talking about of whichever other size, like a 4.5 GS. Like, if you run across this size, do you think you could hook it up and just pick it up for me? And that type of communication, I'm okay with. I think they're really mastered the text message charm.
Yeah, for sure.
If that can happen, sure. Right? It's difficult to convey feelings through text message, but
you're probably not the only one, too.
Yeah, and I get these texts, pieces. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep it in my sneaker Rolodex.
You deal with it really well. I can't handle that.
I usually, like, I won't handle it if, like, the guy clearly doesn't speak to me for, like, months on end until like a big release happens.
Yeah.
But these are people that I'll communicate every now and then. Like, they'll hit me up if I post a picture of my kids. Like, they're not like straight up assholes, and they just care if a big shoe comes out and they're like,
or they're
Chris
thinking,
might have access or whatnot.
He just posted a picture of his kids. I should talk to him now to get a jump on the game.
Yeah, like
before release.
If you're that smart to like plan that out, right? You're like, oh, this guy. I need to care about his family before I care about whether he can access shoes or not.
You got to pull on his heartstrings first.
And just for it to be clear to everyone, I don't have any connections. You know, like I need to fight. I need to plan this out like everyone else.
Yeah.
And my strategy has been, because I've gotten lazy, I understand that my chances are lesser, so I didn't work as hard, so I don't expect to win. And therefore, if I score, I score.
Yeah.
But if I lose out, I lose out.
Yeah. You've accepted it already?
Yeah. I think, like, how do you guys prep yourself for losing? Like, this is one huge
mentally
release.
You have to.
For this year, where would you rank this release? Like, compared to all the big shoes coming out that would be available to everyone else. How which one do you rank this?
Number one.
Top 10, top
number
five?
One.
Number one for you,
I
for
say
sure?
Number, I say number one. I think a lot of people would say number one.
Actually, no, I think the Yeezys passed this one.
Okay, but sorry, I was just thinking Jordan.
No. For the year 2016, any sneaker, okay, where do you rank this one?
Top five.
Easy top five.
Top five? But like, how many, what is with the, what's in your top five? Drop it.
So, 2016, what came out? Okay, I lost out on the Yeezys, the highs.
So you got Yeezys coming out. That's in the top five for sure.
100%.
Space Jams, you figure Space that's going to be top five?
Space Jams going to be up there.
Yeezy, Space Jams.
There's some Metal Pack, Ultra Boost.
I don't think that's top five.
No.
But because too many Ultra Boost
though. Like, what's it called? What did the Soul Box come out this year?
No, I think that was last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Like the big collabs were all last year, I think. Unless my calendar's way off. It might be way off. But
Ultra Boost?
No. There's been so many. Like
there's a lot of
Triple White
two.
Has restocked so many times that I don't think it's top five.
But more like Human Race.
Human Race. Okay. So Ban One, Human Race, Space Jams.
Yeezys.
But there's Yeezys 350s came out. 750s. Like the gum soles.
Ones?
Yeah, there's the 750 with the gum sole. Did any 350s come out? Was it it came out at the end of the year. The Oxford 10.
Okay, that was last year. So you got the 750, and I'm sure there's going to be the new version of the 350 coming out with that weird stripe on it.
The one that's a bit higher there?
No, it's the same way.
Oh, yeah, with the red line.
The supply on it? Yeah.
So,
top five.
Top five? Top three or top five? The Ban One I'm talking about.
Top three.
I'll rate it top three. I'll give it top three.
It's up there.
And you know why? Because just as we just mentioned, there are going to be a lot of Yeezys coming out.
Yeah.
But there's only one Ban One coming out.
Yeah. True.
Right. There's only one Jordan One that counts. I'll even as a Space Jam freak, as much as I love the Space Jam, I'm ranking the Ban One release higher than the Space Jam release.
Wow.
For me.
I don't know. I think the volume of the bread will be much higher. So I think the chances of us being able to buy it on resale is not going to be that bad versus a Yeezy versus maybe a Space Jam if there's less quantity.
Really? Like, I see what you mean. Okay, I got you.
Volume-wise?
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, like,
okay, I get you.
The Yeezys, for me personally,
well,
hands down, because
Yeezys, Ban Ones,
so hard.
Space Jams.
Yeah.
But back to your question, handling the L on this one?
Yeah. So how do you prep mentally? Okay. Do you prep yourself mentally?
Well, you know, usually when you look at your calendar and you plan out, when you see what's coming out and you try to align yourself with, okay, this week is this, next week is that. This week, the schedule is pretty open. There's nothing to fall onto if you don't score.
Oh, like a fallback plan? Like, hey, if I don't get this one, I'll score this one?
Exactly.
I actually have a pair.
Oh, you do?
It's the Livestock times Adidas Consortium.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Like, if I know I'm not scoring the Ban Ones, that shoe, like the Pure Boost ZG, is pretty
That's
sweet.
Next week, right?
It's the same day, Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, last week was sweet. Livestock's release.
Almost the same colorway.
But this, it's also black and red. But this week is the wider release where every other store will get it. Every consortium account will get it. So I think that's my fallback. But it's nowhere near
the bread?
Me scoring a Ban One, you know?
Yeah. But still super nice.
So I really like that Livestock, though.
So how are you prepping your mentality for, like, catching an L?
I'm okay with it because I still, remember I mentioned earlier, I still have that trade that I'm working on. So, you know, I'm not too, I already have a pair too. So if I don't score the bread,
you kind of have a plan B, like,
Okay. So you own a Bread One already?
Yeah.
And is that the 2013 version?
Yes.
Okay. So it has Nike Air on the tongue and so forth. And now your
quality is a bit lower.
And you're working on another trade to get another 2013?
Yeah. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And Mike,
that's a good plan.
Have a Bread One?
I do not have a bread one. I have a 1.5, but that's not a bread one.
Okay. So this would be, if you score, this would be your first pair.
Yes.
Of bread ones, bad ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a bad one to start with, if I may say so.
So are you prepping yourself? Like, how are you?
I'm mentally prepped. I can accept it.
So if you catch an L and you don't score.
Yeah. I had a harder time with the Chicago ones.
Not scoring the Chicago ones?
Yeah.
But don't you have a Chicago one?
I do, but I have the 2013 model.
Oh, okay. It has the Jumpman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the OG Nike Air ones.
Nike Air one. Okay.
And I couldn't get them because I was getting married that day.
That's not an excuse, man.
I know. In Mexico. So I took the L. I wanted those shoes so bad, and I still do.
Do you have a good deal, let me know. The Chicago over the bread?
In my opinion?
Yeah, for yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty interesting.
I like it a
lot
more.
Dude, I didn't know you were hunting the Chicago. I'll hunt for you.
I've always, like, even the AJKO Chicagos, I want.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's
I know that's easy, yeah. But, yeah, I want those. I've always loved the Chicago colorway.
Okay.
I got a great deal on those Chicago ones that I have now. I traded for them.
Oh, that's, I like trades.
So I don't have a fallback. I'm going to aim for that livestock shoe, even if I get the bread. I just completely forgot that
it was
going down this weekend.
But
because I will regret it if I don't at least try to get a pair of that livestock. Pure Boost CG.
Zero ground, yo.
Zero ground. Thank you.
So
Pure Boost.
Chloe, on a scale of zero to salt to de-ice my driveway, how salty will you be if you don't score the bands?
No, I'll be fine. I won't be salty at all.
You'll be a one, a zero? Zero salty?
Yeah, zero salty.
No salt added?
No. And you know why?
Zero salt?
It's because I already have a pair.
It's just that
greed, that unnecessary need, that
so you mentally
the wants.
It's like it's okay.
Is it because you put no effort into getting them? Like
I'm gonna put
your level of effort versus how salty you'll be.
The level of effort that I'm gonna be putting in is very minimal. It's an alarm. It's maybe I'll ask my wife to look at one screen while I work on the phone and.
See
like
what
that.
Happens.
So yeah, let me say,
if it happens,
if you were planning to camp, would your level of salt get up the chart?
If you
yes,
yeah.
yes,
yeah. If you're camping and you do not get that shoe, there's a lot of salt.
It's like wasted talent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like what have I been doing?
Wasted sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
So the way I see saltiness and catching L's for releases. You see it all the time on Facebook groups. This is how I kind of separate the groups. You'll see people that are hella salty and then start like spewing hate on Facebook groups,
of course.
Saying, all you hype beast, or
resellers.
all you people buying the shoes, camping and buying the shoes and just reselling them straight out. Why don't you leave them for the people that just want to wear them? And like I feel the pain, and you've sensed the pain coming out of the text on this computer screen.
Yeah,
that they took the loss extremely hard, right? But then I have to wonder how much effort they put into it to
get the loss.
Warrant them being salty. Like if I knew that someone has been camping for 48 hours, and they took the L, and then they start posting all this, let's say, disappointment or hate, I'll understand. Like, I'll sympathize.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But if I know that this guy put, like, zero effort in, and then they're salty about it,
yeah,
I've got to ask them, yo, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Like, why are you being so why are you so cynical about the whole game?
What do you expect?
These are the people that I categorize as maybe older heads that are pissed off that the internet is successful and that actually is working out and that they haven't adapted their sneaker hunting game to the new era.
You need to.
You need to figure it out. Like, you know what's going on. You know how early the people are going to camp.
Yeah.
You know how people are playing online, and you just need to up your game accordingly, right?
But and they'll still bitch and complain, and they'll comment on everything.
Yeah, that's why I like Chloe, you're gauging how much effort you're putting in, and you accept the fact that you're putting in a low amount of effort, and therefore your
expecting
amount of
low
salt
back.
Will be low as well.
Yeah. I'm going to be sleeping.
And I have to admit, I will purposefully not put effort in and therefore negate any type of disappointment I'll have, because I'll know that in my head I put zero effort in. Why should I expect a shoe?
Yeah.
Right? That's why. And to be honest, Chloe, at one point I was like, yo, if there's a raffle, I'm just going to put your size. Like, I own a pair of Breds already, so I'm kind of good.
Like, and you're the fact destroying that them, man. Yeah.
The fact that
you're
there's
loving
no,
it.
There's no X on the back. To me, it's like, oh, well, it's just another Bread. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, Chloe, if there's a raffle, I'm just going to put your size. And therefore, I know that regardless of the outcome, I did not try to get my own size, and therefore I won't be disappointed, because I hate feeling the sting of a loss.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be... I got to think of a game plan now for those livestocks. Because I think I will be a bit disappointed or a bit sad face if I don't score a pair, but I have zero game plan.
You mean the bans? You don't score...
No, I'm talking about the boosts.
I think
the pure boosts.
I think it's a perfect time for you to strike, because everyone's going to be focused on like the bands.
Yo, it's sleight of hand. It's like magic, you know? You see what's going on over here, you
it's
don't
exactly
see what's
that.
Going on over here.
Exactly. Everyone's paying attention
to this hand?
The right hand, but the left hand's pulling some
when
fast
we're off
moves.
Air, I'll discuss with you guys what
but
my strategy
think,
should be.
Do you think the audience that is trying to score the ban is different enough from the livestock pair that you need to...
Worry?
You do need to plan out, strat
I
out?
I definitely think I need to plan it out. I think I have some, maybe a friend or two that could, you know, maybe try to score one in store. I didn't really look into it. I got to do some homework.
Like, since I don't think I'll be effective online for the band
so.
Release
oh.
because I'm not
online. At work with
effective.
Your super internet? Oh,
yeah, that's okay. We can talk about it. So when there's a huge release, I may or may not stop off at like a location that has super fast internet. And it's just common sense, man. Like if I'm at home and I'm not paying for premium service,
yeah.
let me hit up someone's house that does have the premium service.
Click, click,
know?
Click, cart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Twitter fingers turn to trigger fingers.
That's
right.
Right.
Yeah. So... Yeah,
we love Drake.
I kind of hope people are all focused on the
band.
I still have my chance or whatever. If it happens, it happens. But if I have a better chance of scoring the boost, that'd be great.
I think you got a good chance, my friend. It's just like we said. You don't see what's going on over here.
I just don't know if they're selling them online.
Yeah,
they will.
Sure. They're at several consortium accounts. Like Off the Hook is getting them.
Yeah, but
Can you buy them from?
I can't go in person.
No, that's fine.
But I think you could call up
online.
Yeah. I think you have a small window to pick them up online before like they're going to pop up online. And then you have that small window where Europe will jump on the online purchase. But I don't know. Since you're from the same city, you're kind of more aware of this store releasing online versus a guy in Europe. Same way as you may not pay attention to like a release on end clothing or size, you know, you're more aware of the Off the Hook release.
I'm a bit worried now. I think this podcast is going to be out before the release actually goes online.
True that.
Like, I think we should stop talking about this game plan for my boosts.
Yeah.
No, it's actually safe to talk about it now because it'll be after the fact.
It'll be, yeah.
I don't know. Usually they put it online at 11. This goes on.
True that.
At 10.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh,
okay. So maybe
too
that's
much
a
focus.
Good, yeah,
too much
that's a good time.
Too much
let's,
of
let's go back to the band.
Yeah,
on.
Actually, you know what? I think it's time that we take a little break. We're gonna come back. We got something planned for you. I think Chris has got something planned.
Yeah,
for us.
I have. I actually have a another. What are those?
What are those?
It's
part
like,
two.
What are those? Part two.
Yo.
And it deals with loss. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about it when we get right back. I'm Mike D. We got Christopher Chu. We got Chloe. Alex, we still miss you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 11 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. We got Chloe. Alex, we miss you. He's in Greece. He'll be back by now. Guys, we have a What Are Those Part 2. Chris, I want to throw to you. We have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
No idea. Yeah.
Because the first What Are Those, my compadre, Jonathan Kim, had posted a picture of them on our The Brag Affair IG.
Yeah, go check that out.
I was afraid that you guys caught a glimpse of it and it wouldn't be such a surprise.
I didn't see it at all.
Yeah. I warned you guys to stay off IG.
I got a glimpse.
Yeah. So I brought in a backup What Are Those just in case.
And
as it turns out, since we kind of touched upon loss a bit during this episode, I think it's extremely appropriate that I'm bringing this pair of shoes in. So here we go.
Okay. He's bending down. He's pulling out a...
I know that, Mike, you caught a glimpse of the box,
right? I saw a glimpse of the box in the duffel bag.
You changed up the box, didn't you?
You definitely changed the box.
So what is this?
It's a Jordan 1 box.
Jordan 1 box. And we've been talking about bands, so what do you think this might be?
Is it a pair of band ones?
Let me take the cover off.
A new pair?
Check it out. What is this?
That is a bread one.
Yeah. Chloe has this weird look on his face. And I'll tell you why Chloe has a weird look on his face.
No.
Here, I'm going to give you the one shoe.
Oh my God, Chloe. It's my size.
And for you, Mike. So you guys each have a bread one in your hands. What's up?
Are these the new ones?
You kind of seem happy. And you, Chloe?
No, the quality is not there.
Yeah.
No, they're not the new ones.
There you go. So, and now look, I'm going to show you the size tag on the box.
11.5?
Yeah. And Chloe, what do you notice?
Can I see?
These are Fugazis.
These are fake. These are fake bread ones that I was unfortunately the recipient of during a trade.
Oh, no.
And so the deal went down where.
Oh, my God. Look at the back of this.
Yeah, it sucks. I'll post a picture of these on the Instagram. You guys can take a look at how I took a big L. And basically, I was posting a pair of sneakers on a Facebook group, and someone hit me up, and they offered a pair of bread ones in exchange. It's one of those too good to be true type of deals.
Okay.
And yes, this is a size 11.5, which is not my size, but I have a buddy that's within that range. And I was like, look, if you need it, you can take these off my hands and just pay me for whatever shoe I send to the guy. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So this guy was messaging me from out of town. So the trade would have been through shipping, which, to be honest, I usually stay away from. But the potential of grabbing a bread one in a trade was like, it's just too good to be true, which is a big warning to all you guys out there. Try to do your homework and like sniff these out. Well, I went through with the trade.
They don't smell the same.
The way that I did the trade was I send my pair of sneakers to a buddy and he goes to meet the guy live. Now, my buddy is not a Jordan 1. It's not a Jordan or Jordan 1 expert. And I do not, look, I need to be clear. I do not hold this person at all accountable for the trade, right? I should have sensed the sketchiness of it through the communications. And look, this just being way too good to be true. And so, look, bro, if you're listening, I need to stress that I zero hold you accountable. Like, if anything, I hate sending another party to go do live trades with me.
Yeah.
Because you never know who you're meeting in the streets, right?
And be careful out there.
Yeah. Please, guys, be careful. But I told him kind of how to do a quick legit check. And it kind of looked good. And to be honest, some things, like at first view, you guys were like, yo, that's a bread one. But then you needed to inspect it a bit more to say it, because
yeah,
the quality's not bad, eh?
It's not horrible. The leather right here is
exactly. That
not
threw
bad.
Me off too. But when you do the push test, guys, is when you take your thumb and you push down on the collar and you see the flex of like what real leather, how real leather
yeah.
reacts to
this
a push.
This is a lot tougher.
Yeah, exactly. This is stiffer and everything.
And the foam on the inside of the collar
exactly.
is also,
the lining.
Yeah, it's
on
very
the
heavy.
Inside collar is like. Not as
it's
soft.
Very dense.
Good stuff, Mike. I like the way you know how to legit check this thing.
Yeah.
So,
the back tab.
Yeah, the back tab
is like crooked,
too.
Basically. Chloe,
so,
you had a good eye for that.
A couple of things I would like to mention. One, I took this loss and my buddy got upset that there was a loss on my end. And he's basically like, look, we're in the same town. I'm in the same town as this guy that gave you the fake keys. Let me do something. And I'm like, I spoke to the guy after the fact. And of course, the guy that's ready to scam is not a person that's like he's not thinking straight. He's not the type of person that can like make sense out of reality and how to be a proper person and not scam people out of money.
Okay.
So I couldn't deal with him through text or anything.
Yeah.
I was basically taking the loss. And my friend was like, let's do something about it. But this is what I had to like center myself and say, yo, I'm taking a loss. That sucks. But the cost of having retaliation,
it's way higher.
Yeah.
Like, what do I have to lose if I retaliate?
A lot to lose.
Like,
yeah.
Violence is never the answer.
Never
the answer. Violence is a no-no. Let's say something happens and it's bad and it does come back on me. What am I risking? Like, I have family. I have people that love me.
You have kids.
Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, not at all.
So if there's anything I can impart to the listeners out there, you really have to gauge, like, I know you get angry. I got angry. I got pissed. I got sad.
Yeah.
I remember when this happens.
Yeah.
I had to calm down. Calm you down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take the L. Chalk it up to lessons learned.
Yeah.
And just love your life. Like, figure out what else matters, right?
And I remember in conclusion with this whole situation is when it's too good to be true.
It probably is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or if
red flags.
Yeah.
It's like,
if you have to ask, it probably is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys see it all the time with them Yeezys.
Yeah.
Oh,
all the time.
Yeah.
You need to count on your friends, like go to your friends, ask them if it's too good to be true and listen to them. It's like a bit like American Idol. When you see those people that go up on stage and they can't sing worth
a damn. Yeah.
Why don't they have friends that tell them, yo, you can't sing. Like,
yeah,
get off that stage.
Yeah, but all their friends are encouraging them.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you
follow
see
your
me
dream.
Potentially catching an L, I need you to tell me, yo, get off the stage, man.
Yeah, we need to tap in.
And if there's anything else I could suggest to the people out there is learn to legit check the shoes that you want to deal with.
Especially expensive ones.
Yeah. Or like
for all the younger kids out there,
it's a good skill to have.
Yeah,
like I see a lot of people on Facebook saying, can I get a quick legit check on this? It's cool to get like a second opinion, but your opinion should be the first as well. Like there's tons of YouTubers, reliable YouTubers,
yeah,
that have excellent legit check videos out there.
Yes.
The way I discovered some big YouTubers was trying to get some info on like how to legit check like Jordan 4, Jordan 3s, and they'll tell you about the stitching, they'll tell you about patterns, they'll tell you about colorways, and these are make sure that the YouTuber is reliable and just like take note before you do a meetup, try to find a couple of points to check for yourself and then go out there and then do good for yourself.
It's really hard given the distance that you guys had between you and the dude on the other end
like
of the
shipping transactions are always
other country.
Like you you can't protect yourself that way. It's not like a PayPal transaction where money's being exchanged and there is recourse if something goes poorly.
Yeah.
If it's like there's a shoe no for net. A shoe.
Yeah. There's no safety net.
There you go.
Who ships first, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because so you know you want them to ship first always.
Kind of, yeah.
Depends on who you're dealing with. You could get a good guy.
Yeah. Someone well, yeah, of course. Reputable. But if you know he's a good guy and you trust the source, then you'll go for it.
Yeah. Like, not everyone is evil out there.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, you know what? It brings me back to another transaction where I was middleman. One guy in Montreal knows me, and one guy from Ottawa knew me, and these two just happened to work out a trade for two pair of Yeezys, and they wanted to trade Yeezys, like a Nike Air Yeezy and an Adidas Yeezy, and they both trusted me, and they both sent, well, one guy, the Ottawa guy, sent me his pair. I had it. I met up with the other guy, and I legit checked both pairs because basically it's my name that's online.
Totally.
But that's how I learned to legit check properly. And once I
knew it's a fair deal.
Yeah. Once I knew, even though I knew both guys, I wanted to make sure that both pairs were legit.
Yeah.
And I just did the in-person transaction for them.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, the middleman.
Yeah. When I did that, I made sure to take pictures of both sneakers before I sent them out to like the different parties and stuff.
Christopher Chu, the middleman.
Trade
coming
machine.
Coming soon.
Trade machine.
Trade machine. Yo, there you go. Yo, guys, it's been almost an hour, or it has been an hour. Thank you guys so much for coming down and doing this. I always love doing this podcast, but we are missing the one, the only, Suji Cypherson on Instagram. Alex, we miss you. Chris, do you have anything you want to say to Alex listening to this right now?
Yeah, I wish you have good luck during your trip, and I'm sure you're going to bring back some bangers to show us. I think the next What Are Those will probably be...
from Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's stick him with it right now. What do you think?
Yeah.
Alex, you're on deck.
I hope he scored them Euro releases.
A little bit of olive, a little bit of cream.
Those gazelles?
A little bit of hype beast.
We talking gazelles?
No. It's probably something with boost in it.
Okay. Alex, we miss you. But first, we got to talk about business. Let's talk about Soul Exchange Canada coming to Montreal.
So on October 29th, it's Soul Exchange Canada making their second trip to Montreal. It's going to be at Plaza Centreville, and I know all the Montreal sneakerheads are going to be there because it's like a great sneaker show, but I've been chatting with a lot of my Ontario buddies.
Yeah.
I want to call you, all of you out, man. I need you guys to come into town, and we're going to turn up.
Yeah, for sure.
Turn up Montreal style.
For sure. We'll have people coming in from Ottawa, I'm sure. We'll have people coming in from Toronto. It's going to be nuts. And we're thinking about doing a podcast right at Soul Exchange Canada in Montreal. It would be amazing. What do you think, Chris?
It's going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also talking maybe some panel action.
We'll see. We'll see what works and what's going to flow with the theme of the sneaker show.
Yeah. We don't want to slow anything down. No, we want to keep things moving. Thank you so much for listening in. And also, our giveaway with Converse, you can check it out on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast. You can get all the info there. What you have to do is follow us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast, follow Converse, and also leave a comment on our picture, The Sneaker Podcast collabing with Converse. Leave a comment, tag three friends.
Tag three friends and like the image.
Yes, of course.
And like the image. It's basically we're going to randomly select a lucky listener, and boom, you got a pair of sweet Converse Chuck 2 All-Stars.
I don't even have a pair of those yet.
Super comfy.
Yeah, they have that new lunar insole. If you want details on that, hit up converse.com and check it out.
Before we go, I'd like to mention a couple of our listeners that have taken the time to send us messages on Instagram. So shout out to Max.
Shout out to Max.
Shout out to Max from the UK. He sent us a great message about like listening to every episode. Like he found us, I guess, randomly.
Yeah.
And then he like binged listened to us.
Yo, shout out to Max. Max, thank you so much for listening in. And let us know what your favorite podcast was.
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter or Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast.
We're open to chit-chat with everyone.
Of course.
Another shout-out. Shout-out to Ben. He sent us a great message on Instagram as well. And I got to tell you, my friend, it was extremely appreciated. Like the message, what you sent us, what you were talking about.
It was very humbling.
Yeah, it was great. And we appreciate every one of you listeners, everyone that downloads, everyone that checks us out, gives us a chance. It's like, we love you.
Yeah, we love you. And don't forget to download us on iTunes at the Sneaker Podcast. You can get us on Google Play. You can get us on Podbean. Thank you so much, Podbean, for hosting this podcast for all 11 episodes. If you want to get all the backload of the episodes, hit up podbean.com, the Sneaker Podcast. Thank you so much for listening in to episode 11 of the Sneaker Podcast. We will be back next week with a banger of a guest. We're working on something. We want to give you guys what you want. Chris, you're out of here. Chloe, I'm out of here. Have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced.
Peace.
Alex, stay fresh.